It's always good to wrap up the week with Denise Garcia from the YWCA of the Sauk Valley. And heads up, she won't be here next Friday. She's going to be recovering from, we know what, turkey, right?
Right.
Oh, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Today comes along. It's time to put the shorts, sandals, and all the beach wear away again.
Yesterday, the wind was horrific.
It was the wind.
I didn't think it was like that nice out because I couldn't do anything at my house because the wind was so bad.
I thought, okay, it's going to be, my vehicle has a temperature gauge. It tells mm-hmm. me how what it is. I'll say, I'm like, oh, great, it's 68. I'm going to go home and do something. It was like, no, I'm not.
I couldn't do anything. I had my garage door up and was trying to do a few things. And now this morning, it is very nice out.
It's not windy,
and it's not bad. It's not bad.
Not bad at all. So how's your week been?
Crazy. I have not, actually, we were just talking about it. I haven't been at work for a week. I took a week off to move my son to Georgia. So
yes.
I had an emotional roller coaster of a week.
That, those are always different, whether you're taking them, for their first day of school or college. It all kind of comes out the same.
Yeah, mm. yeah, that end result. I came home and it was bam. Mm. But it's really cool. It was I have a younger brother that helped me, and it was nice to have him along for the ride because he is very silly, and he just made kind of those touch-and-go moments. Everything was good.
Well, Anthony is a fantastic young man.
Thank you for saying that.
I've met him a couple of times. He was your photographer back when we had the Women of Achievement lunch.
Yes.
And I'm sure he's done quite a few other things as well.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Amazing young man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for saying that.
Well, I put something in. Well, you kind of saw what that is, and I got mine in because besides turkey, that's all I think about is tamales.
Yes, I know. I walked in and I was like, whoa. So we have our tamale sale going on. It has been going on for a while, but we're getting down to the nitty gritty. Wednesday, December 9th. All prepaid orders are due. I have had a few people reach out to me about placing these orders because of the whole COVID restrictions and not having our door just open for anybody to walk in. If you need an order form, please reach out to us, and we can either mail it to you. You can let us know how many dozen you would like to purchase, and then you can drop a check off. You can mail a check in. I can swing by and pick a check up. However, it is the best, easiest way for you to purchase. So I had a lady who always purchases these, her and her friends, and she just reached out to me actually through private messenger and asked what she should do. If you do come up to the door and you ring the bell, I know about a week ago we had put it out there that we do not have desk staff on site right now. We have just a lot of things going on in our building, not all necessarily COVID related. We've had some that have had some different pre-planned vacations. So if you ring our bell and just say that you're there to drop off a tamale order, that is okay. We will come to the door and grab it from you. Sticking it in the mail, of course, is always a great option. But any way that we can make this convenient for you, please reach out to us because, like I said, we are getting down to that final date. And then exactly a week later, on the 16th of December, that's when the tamale pickup is.
Yes.
And that's from 4 to 7 that evening. So please, we're really trying to collect all those order forms. If you work in a business where you are doing a group order form, holler at us and we can run by. I know right now, we scaled back again, all this COVID and pandemic and guidelines and everything. We can always grab it at the front door. We don't necessarily have to, we don't have to come into a building. You don't come into ours, but we can do that exchange at the door.
You you kind of got like something up front, kind of like a little library or a little.
We have a lending library out there, yes.
Maybe if you put some order forms in there.
You are a genius. That is a fabulous, Fabulous idea. I'm going to do that when I get to work.
Yeah.
Yes, so we have a lending library, we call it, right outside our door by our coats. Mm-hmm. And in there, yes, we have books, but on the other side of it, we do have canned food, packaged food, brand new toothbrushes, toothpastes, sorry, toothpaste, things along that line. That we will put some order forms in there. That is a great idea. Sorry.
No, I was just saying, you've got that, it's perfectly safe to be there. I mean,
absolutely, you know, it is. Do not drop off your money, though, because I am not guaranteeing that it would be safe there. But please, do not drop any money off there. But to grab an order form, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And then at your front door, you don't have any sort of a mail slot.
We do not.
All right.
I know.
That takes care of it.
And I know. But, you know, remember, somebody is in our building all the time. Our shelter is manned 24 hours a day. So ringing the buzzer, you will get somebody. It's just that the front desk, if you were to call about this particular event, you will get a voice message. You'll have to leave a voice message. If you are in a crisis, please, please, please call our hotline numbers. 815-626-7277, 815-288-1011. Those are for crisis. You can also reach out through Facebook, through private messenger, whatever, however. But please, if that crisis is happening, and you know, with the holidays coming up, and stay at home, the shelter in place. I mean, there's just so many things going on right now. And please reach out to us, even if it's just for us to lend an ear, just to reassure you that it'll be okay. This too shall pass.
I was just looking here on your Facebook page. There's a lot here that say pork tamale sale. Is there any way you might be able to put one in there and somebody could maybe print them off?
Yes, there is an order form on our Facebook page and on our website.
Okay.
Maybe not on our Facebook page. I know that the main page is always on there, but you know what? I can snap a photo and put that on our Facebook page when I get into the office.
There it is. What's this say?
And on the website, there are forms that you should be able to print off. So, Tom's looking it up right now. So on the website, there is an order form, but on our Facebook page, there is not, but I will get one on there today. And then if you're tech savvy and you can print it off, go for it. If not, I don't even care if it's a piece of paper with your name, address, email, number of dozen, phone number, and just write it all out, stick a check, put it in the mail. That'll work too. But we just really have to get these orders in, and that's what we're really pushing the next couple of weeks. I know Sylvia's back in the office. She started back in the office this past week. So she has been pumping them out. She's been trying to, you know, she's playing catch up too. So it's just a really crazy time for everybody right now. But trying to just get these things finalized. We will let you know how pickup is going to take place, because we'll have to do it the whole social distance and everything. So we may have it spread out in the parking lot that night. We may have it be two locations in the building because of the lighting factor. So we will keep you posted, but pickup for tamales is Wednesday, December 16th from 4 to 7.
See, I gave you something to do today.
That's all right, because I don't have anything else to do.
Yeah, pickup.
Yeah, that's good.
Pickup. Generally, everybody's coming in.
Yep.
And you've got all those tables and tamales.
We have, you know, in the past, the line has been so long, and if you try to socially distance everybody 6 feet apart, you're going to have them over into Rock Falls.
Yeah.
So that's why we're going to try and be creative and maybe have like tables set up alphabetized, you know, A through whatever at one table, you know, kind of spread them out that way.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. I just like grabbed that.
Boom, it's done.
Tylenol PM. Get your brain going in the morning.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, it's that time of year when we do have shelter. We do have clients living in our shelter. through the holidays. Don't ever think that things don't happen through the holidays. So remember, when you're doing your shopping or thinking about, what could we do as a family that could make an impact on somebody else? And please remember our shelter. It's I think that it has been, I'll have to get the stats and bring them in the next time, but I think we have gone so many nights with shelter, being full, not necessarily full, because if we are ever full, then the overflow, we do find other means of keep putting you up. But, it's just been just a revolving door. We've been very, very busy. The whole pandemic has, you're stuck at home with your abuser and to try to escape. And, it's just been crazy. And I commend this staff that's just working around the clock, pardon me, and still practicing all those safety guidelines and wearing our mask and keeping everything cleaned. And, it's been a challenge. And, I think that today compared to back in March and I believe this to be a lot of businesses, we're in a better place with this whole, these guidelines scaling back as of today. I think that all businesses are in a better place because we've learned so much over these months and we've all been practicing these, the guidelines when you go into stores or get your hair done or whatever, everybody, you wear a mask and they have their guards up and everything. But people that are not wearing masks, that do not believe in that, that are still holding gatherings of large numbers, stop. It's real, it's just crazy. And I think everybody needs to remember that as it's getting colder out, your mental health is very important. And we will get through this. We're better than this, so we will get through this. But, bundle up and get your kids out. I was listening to something this morning where this young boy was having trouble because he is doing the Zoom teaching and sitting that long in the attention span. And, it's hard. It's hard. It doesn't matter if you're 16 or 66, it's hard. So please remember that you can go outside.
Yes.
Okay, it doesn't matter, even if it gets down to 30, bundle up. That fresh air does wonders. That sunshine does wonders. But we do have to really take care of our mental health, because after this pandemic, then it's going to be everybody's going to be trying to, it's just crazy. So just take a step back and enjoy being home and, support local businesses as much as you can, and just we got to keep moving forward.
I think we touched on this a little bit last week. Of course, we got Thanksgiving coming, and there's people in the shelter that may need some things. And I was thinking, we don't want you to make something in your own kitchen and bring it over, but there are other ways to.
You can. I'm going to mention green bean casserole because you turned your nose up on that. Saying that, you'd like to donate green bean casserole to the shelter's Thanksgiving dinner. Purchase the items, and then we encourage shelter clients to help make the meals. So they have everything there for the green bean casserole. A pie, buy a frozen pie where they have to bake it. A turkey, if you encourage them to utilize those skills that we know that they have, that would be awesome. But yes, please do not make something and drop it off. We would prefer to have the ingredients and make it in the shelter. That's also looking forward, to Christmas. There are children that are in the shelter, and gifts, even the adults, gifts, little things, just, the feel good. It doesn't have to be anything expensive. It doesn't have to be anything. It could just, there's a bottle of great smelling lotion you never use, put a bow on it. We can look around our house and see everything that we take for granted. And there are people out there that have none of that. And, let's just, moving forward, look at what you have. We all have an overabundant amount of everything. Look at what you have and what you can share.
Yeah. Stuff a stocking and bring it over.
Oh, yes. That's you know, that's so true. And even the people in your nursing homes, your assisted livings, you know, they're stuck. Mm. And I haven't seen my grandma in a couple of weeks. She has COVID and she's 99 years old. Oh. And God love her because she's not showing any signs. But, right. You know, before I'd go to the window and yell at her through the window because she can't really hear. But anyways, you know, dropping things off for people in the nursing home, that touches their spirits and makes them feel better, you know. But check with nursing homes before you do that, because I don't know if all of them are allowing outside things.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so, but you know, it's time to, my favorite word, be creative with these holidays coming up. Include your children. Let them know. Teach them. Teach them about kindness. Teach them about being nice, you know. Not everything is fuzzy and warm, and there are many people that are suffering.
Everybody's, getting creative, adjusting, and making the best of what we have. It's about all you can ask.
That is. Yeah. That is. And, you know, I think, with me anyways, when I do something nice for somebody, it makes me feel good.
Right.
So if that can make me feel good, what the heck?
I like to do, I'm kind of the one, I like to do something and then disappear. I don't even know who it is. You know, I don't want them to know that I was the one who did it.
I just
kind of, if I see something that needs to be done or somebody needs something, I just go do it and then I go do what I was doing.
Right.
And I don't say, hey, I did that for you. And I don't need any notification.
No.
Just
nobody,
go do it,
yes,
you know?
Yes. Just do it. Well, that's just how we should be programmed, you know. But yeah, you don't want to pat yourself on the back. I mean, it's just kind of, it's something that you just genuinely should just do. So anything, if you think about, you know, if you need any help with anything like that out there, just give the YW a call. We can help you. We can come up with families. We have our transitional housing program that's just wonderful. And, you know, those families, they may need, you know, we have a lot of clients. We have many families that are in need of a lot of things. And so, yes, please reach out to us because we can assist you or guide you to somebody in need.
Now, Thursday's coming. And, of course, you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I think probably closed for the weekend.
So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, our offices are open. Mm-hmm. And come Thursday, yes, you're correct, Thursday, Friday. But like I mentioned before, though our offices may be closed, our shelter is always open as well as our hotlines. So if you are in need of, and our Facebook page. You know, like I said, we have many managers that do our Facebook page. And if you're familiar with Facebook, you do get alerts. So there's always somebody watching that or answering, or if there's a question or whatever. So you can reach out to us however you see fit. But yeah, our actual, the offices will be closed Thursday and Friday.
I'm hoping that, you know, people take advantage of the creative ways that some of the holiday things are coming up. But like tonight, hometown holidays in Rock Falls. Stay in your vehicle, be safe, and go enjoy some of that. And everybody's made adjustments to, instead of going, oh, we're not going to have that this year, there's like, yeah, we're going to have that this year, but.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Please support all the businesses that are being creative and still trying to keep it somewhat normal, if we want to use that word.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're out and about, wear your mask. It's not that big of a deal, you know, and there's just so many defiant people, and it's proven, you know. But do support your businesses, and just keep that positive attitude and get through Thanksgiving and get outside, especially if you have kids. There's leaves to be raked.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is still weather to be outside. So, yes, get them away from their games and their TVs and do some physical activity.
You just reminded me of a project that's just a little bit left. A couple leaves here and there.
I have been very blessed because I know I complained about the wind earlier, but it has like taken almost all of my leaves except a few in the ditch.
Oh.
I'm going to rake those up to the road and let the wind finish taking them.
Oh, there we go. Hey, it's the season of sharing. So.
Yes, I'd like to share those leaves with people in Dixon.
Go that far up.
Yeah, the way the wind's been blowing. But yes, so right now we're really pushing our tamales. So please support our community service department, our pork tamales are gluten-free. They are made fresh the day of pickup, which is December 16th. Prepayment. With your order by the 9th of December. And if you have any questions, 815-625-0333. Please call us, let us know if you need order forms or dropping off checks or whatever it may be.
Yeah, I'll be glad when pickup day gets here, because we got to keep talking about it till then. Next time I'm going to need a bib.
Ooh.
I'm just drooling here, just thinking about those tamales. All right. Well, you're... next Friday, obviously, so that means have a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving.
You too.
And enjoy the weekend that's here.
Yes. You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you to you and the entire staff of YWCA of the Sauk Valley, both here and over in Dixon. Don't want to forget about them.